Hi there, welcome back. It's NFT Crypto Keys talking on the NFT Jordan podcast. Everything you ever wanted to know is out there somewhere. So don't ever stop searching for the answer, and I promise you will find it. Now I'm going to continue the story from my very first episode. So if you haven't heard that episode, please listen to episode 1 of NFT Jordan, and then you'll understand this part. So one morning, at the end of my reign, after I was tired and beaten down, I decided I had enough. I was going to go to court in a few days, and then move 700 miles away and start all over again. That's probably the best decision I ever made so far in my life. I moved 700 miles away to my sister's in Maine, and for the first 5 months, I struggled. I ended up taking 2 Holyoke trips back to Mass, and it wasn't the same. I didn't know anyone out there, so I ended up doing everything, and that made me really down. So from that moment on, I started searching for something better. And about a month after I started searching for something better, I found a video, an hour-long video from Porter Stansberry, talking about the financial systems and the future of finance and crypto. And I understood immediately everything that he was talking about, because I was aware that the current financial system is going to end. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. I kept searching, not knowing really what I was looking for, but if you'd ask me now, it was the answer to everything I ever wanted to know. And I found that in the form of a YouTube video, whereas the main place I was searching for content and information, because I knew somewhere, something out there had the answer that I needed to hear. And that came in this form of a video called The Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale. As soon as the video ended, I felt completely different, and I felt that I understood everything that I already knew in such a way I can't explain. But I immediately grabbed a pen and started writing things down, quotes and goals. And at the end of that message, The Strangest Secret in the World, he gives us a test, and it's a 30-day test. It only took 1 day for that test to start working for me. My goal the very next day was to get a job. So I texted a painter that I was applying for, a painting position, and he called me back that same day. And the following week, I started working for him. And he catered to the rich, which was really cool. I got to paint on some really nice houses. One of the goals that I immediately wrote down after the Strangest Secret in the World video was to never be broke again. And around the same time, I found NFTs, so I understood that I could invest in NFTs and always have something. But what I wrote down was is I was never going to have less than $100 ever again for the rest of my life. And that quickly went to $1,000, never having less, and so on. Goals, goals, goals. Shortly after finding the Porter Stansberry video, I kept searching YouTube, and then the first crypto person that I ever found was Ivanon Tech. And thank God that I found Ivanon Tech and not some XRP lover, because the story would be totally different. So Ivanon Tech was teaching me how NFTs were going to be super important to the future. So with stimulus money and pandemic assistance from Uncle Sam, I went out and I bought a really nice gaming computer, and my first intentions were to mine Ethereum with it to have a passive income. That was also one of the goals that I wrote down. But the highest I ever got to was 14 ETH. I was trying to save 32 ETH, but I couldn't do it alone. And then when the NFTs came around, I sold my $5,000 or $6,000 worth of 14 Ethereum at the time and started investing into NFTs. Gaming NFTs and art NFTs. So I started collecting NFTs for about 8 months, before one of my basketball mentors subliminally said, "It's time for you to get off the bench, kid. Let's see what you got." And then all motherfucking hell broke loose as soon as I started minting MP4 NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain. There's many intricate reasons why all hell broke loose. One, because of my image, is a very powerful image. And two, I was quiet. And three, they didn't want me to go from 0 to 100 overnight. But that doesn't stop me, it only slows me down. And a lot of that was on Twitter wars. And I was a little bit of an ass in the beginning of Twitter. I didn't realize that so many people had eyes on me in the beginning. But nonetheless, it didn't stop me, like I said. My first token was called the Crypto Mona Lisa. And I called it that for a few reasons. For one, it was the first token that I ever created, my first one of one. I made it from an address to where there's only one of one that's in circulation ever from that address. So that makes it significant as a collectible. It was minted from my NFT Crypto Keys 2020 Vault MetaMask. And also I named it the Crypto Mona Lisa because it comes with 8 lockers. And most of the world will never get to know what's in those 8 lockers. So I thought that was kind of cool. And of course, it's an MP4 video that was a little tricky to put together. So, there's a small square of a fire above a still image, and I had to get the black background to match the video. And I swear everything on my journey just perfectly falls into place. Whether it's something I need to find when I'm building a locker that just comes to me, it finds me, or information that needs to find me. Somehow, everything's just meant to be and comes together beautifully. My next MP4 tokens would all have sound to them from this point on. I started minting videos that I was editing. I became a really good video editor somewhere along this line as well in the short 6 months that I had the computer. From trying things on YouTube, I put out a couple videos of a blockchain game that I play that I plan on playing for the rest of my life, but I put on the back right now to focus on other things in crypto. So I started making a bunch of sports NFTs. I made one of Muhammad Ali, and it has some of his greatest moments with sound to it. I really like that one. The locker has George Foreman versus Muhammad Ali in a 3D boxing ring forever, and a bunch of Muhammad Ali's iconic things. One of my favorite sports NFTs was the first one that I made, which is Usain Bolt, and I saved 3 of his gold medal races, his very first 2 gold medal races, and then one of his most important wins against Justin Gatland. So I thought that was really cool, the way that NFT came together. Another NFT that I just made for a few purposes was a VFriend NFT. I made it because I've been following Gary, and he gives a lot of great advice. And I wanted to see if I could put 200 to 300 pictures on one NFT for the future purpose of a crypto company that I want to start one day, which is to get all of our pictures and photo albums off our shelves and into Ethereum NFTs where they can't break, they can't fold, they can't get wet, and you'll be able to display them on TV screens in your house. This is very early on, but the vision's gonna be amazing, and I'm gonna keep working hard until that comes to fruition. I'm also in the process of paying a company to build a dApp for me, which is a decentralized application. It's going to have 1 million NFT Jordan tokens, cryptocurrency tokens, and you're gonna need my NFTs to be able to farm those tokens. We all are, because I'm not gonna mint them to my wallet. So I think that's going to make them very significant and give them value and functionality to my NFTs. Once again, thank you for listening to me. Please follow me at NFT_Jordan on my Twitter. That's where I'm the most active. And in the future, I want to put in some insights of how to make NFTs and just a lot of good qualities that NFTs can have, because there's many functionalities that we can add to these NFTs.